My name is Michelle O'Rourke and I'm carrying out this interview on behalf of the Wellcome Trust. The aim of the research is to compile a modern picture of the UK. So I'm just going to be asking you a few questions about yourself and why you're here today and why you decided to take part in the project. Can you first of all tell me your name, please, your age and where you come from?
It's Diane Stradling, I'm 52 and I come from White Notley in North Essex.
How are you, Diane?
Very well, thank you.
How did you hear about the project?
I read an article in one of the Sunday papers and I just thought it sounded very interesting.
What particularly inspired you to take part?
I like the work that Anthony Gormley does. I'm not an arty-farty sort of person, and the reason I like the sort of thing he does is I think it speaks to everybody. You don't have to have an art degree to understand. Well, there isn't anything to understand. You just look at it and it means something to you, and I like that. And I just thought this was a really, really good idea, just to take a look at people in the UK at a particular point in time, you know, who they are and what they do and what matters to them. And I just think it sits so well in the heart of London, and it's such a good use of the fourth plinth.
Can you describe what you're wearing for me?
I'm wearing a red t-shirt and it says Action for Children, 140 years. It's a birthday t-shirt.
Can you tell me more about Action for Children?
Action for Children is one of the largest children's charities in the UK. It was founded 140 years ago yesterday, so we have literally just had our birthday. And it helps the most vulnerable children and young people in the UK, 150,000 of them, through about 420 projects spread right across all four countries. They help young people who can no longer live with their birth families. There's a big adoption and fostering scheme. Very disabled youngsters. We have residential homes. Families that are just in crisis and need just someone to help out, a bit of support sometimes that can turn a situation round. They work with young people that no one else particularly wants to work with, disaffected youngsters, youngsters who live on the edge and feel that they are on the periphery of life.
How did you become involved with Action for Children?
Through a friend of mine, actually. She's worked at the charity for 18 years, and during that time, she's invited me along to things, she's asked me to support certain things, I've gone with her to different events, and I have just grown to really admire the work that they do. I just think they do an amazing amount of good. I've spoken to some of the young people that they work with, and they really do turn lives around. They manage to break cycles. Cycles of neglect, cycles of violence, cycles of disaffection and people feeling that there's no point in having aspirations in life because there is nowhere for them to go. And they make people look at that differently. And I think that, you know, the best thing you can do is to give young people a future, and that's what they do.
What kind of impact do you hope your performance on the plinth will have, your being on the plinth will have?
I hope it raises awareness of Action for Children. I hope people want to find out more about it, learn more about the work. It's really getting the profile out there, getting people to understand. And it's also, it's a very positive organisation. It's not, obviously it does very serious work, but it's actually about achieving the potential of the young people, and that's giving them a positive attitude in life. And so when we came to do this, I said, I'm quite happy to give my hour for Action for Children, but you know, we decided let's make it a celebration of the work that we do, because it's a really positive charity. So it's not something serious and dull and worthy. It's actually something that is life enhancing, and we thought a birthday party always is.
So what are you going to do with your own plinth?
Well, we thought let's have a sing-along, dance along, and invite some people down. So I've got my family coming and some of my friends, and there's some supporters of the charity coming. And the idea is that we do Time Warp. It's a very fun song, everybody knows it, everybody can do the moves, but more importantly, in some ways it ties in with the idea of our birthday. 140 years ago the charity was set up because vulnerable young people needed support. We are 140 years later and still vulnerable young people need support. We have been there for all that time, but it's like we've been in a time warp. The phrase the charity likes to use now is to say that we will be there as long as it takes. And that's what Action for Children is all about. We don't go in, we don't do quick fixes, we are there for as long as it takes.
You've got some messages written over your arms. Can you talk me through some of those?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
I've got a few people that I'd like to thank who have backed this idea. My family and my friends, as I said, people have been very supportive. I've had a Just Giving page on the website, and that's the first time I've ever done anything like that. And people have donated a lot of money. I'm not someone who's ever going to run a marathon or climb a mountain or whatever, but I felt this was a little feat of endurance, just 1 hour in a high place, which is very busy, and people have responded really well. So I've got those kind of things. And the charity has a lot of charity ambassadors, people who support the charity, celebrities and high-profile sort of people. And a lot of them have sent really nice messages to me about this. Richard O'Brien, who is the creator of the Rocky Horror Show, has, in the first place, lent his support to us using his work, and he's very happy for that, and has wished me all the very best and has given me a slight word of warning. He said, take care up there and don't fall off. So it's really nice that he's been involved too.
What did you do when you heard you had a place on the plinth?
But wow, I never really expected that to happen. It was just a spur-of-the-moment thing. I did it and I completely forgot about it. Didn't think about it at all until it came through on my email. I sat back and I looked, it was early one morning, and I sat back and I looked and I thought, wow, what am I going to do with it now? And I don't think I'd really thought about that before. I just thought it was such a really good thing to be a part of. That's what I originally thought. Whatever it was, I wanted to be a part of it. And then I kind of thought it was such an opportunity to do, you know, I mean, just in terms of the place that it is and the coverage it's getting, and yeah, it's a really good place to make a statement. And then when I realised, my friend was saying that the charity was 100 years old this year, I said, oh, when's its birthday? And it was the day before I had a place. That was kind of spooky, and I thought, whoa, you know, if there is a God, perhaps he's trying to help me do something here. So it just seemed to tie in.
Any hopes or fears about today?
I hope I'm not scared of heights when I get up there. I hope I don't fall off. I hope people enjoy it. I hope people have fun. I hope people do the time warp. That's what I'm planning to do. And I hope they go away thinking that Action for Children is a positive, fun organisation, but that does very good work and is there for as long as it takes.
What's the main thing you would say about yourself and who you are? How would you paint a picture of yourself?
Oh, that's a tricky one. I think I'm quite an outgoing person. I'm quite a can-do person. I like to, if I'm going to do something, I say, let's just go on and do it. I think my friends would say that I commit to things and try and see them through. I am over-creative. I have too many ideas. Just standing out there, someone said, these T-shirts are like gold dust, you know. I was thinking, oh, we should have got the individual people who are coming off the plinth to say, would you sign your T-shirt and give it to me and we could sell them for charity? So I'm always thinking of ideas, and sometimes that can be very wearing for other people.
Have you had any previous experience of performing at all?
I've been a TV reporter for 18 years, so I have been on camera a lot in that time, but that was as a news reporter, and that was in a way kind of one step away from the story. You know, I was reporting on other people at a distance. Today the report is on me. I've just been interviewed by someone, and that's very odd, being on the other side of that experience. Very good for me, probably, and it just kind of means I've moved on, you know, kind of that's what I was and now I'm something else, and today I'm a plinther.
How do you think, you're going back to what you're saying as a newsreader, who was that from?
Anglia Television, ITV.
Is there any other ways in which you could compare that experience with being on the...
Well, you know that a lot of people are watching that you can't see. When you know, I stand outside a court and say, Diane Stradling, Anglia News, you know, whatever. And all I ever see is the cameraman. That's the person I'm talking to. And now here, there's a few more people looking. But behind those few people, there are millions of people possibly watching around the world. And it's very exciting. I've got family in America and in New Zealand. And they've said they're going to try and tune in. And that's really very exciting that it's such a global project.
Does Anthony Gormley's interest in or concern for the democratisation of art, has that played any part?
Part in shaping my decision. I think it's a really good thing to. So I was saying earlier, you know, his art is accessible. It's you know, it's for ordinary people. I mean, you know, people like me like the Angel of the North because we can look at it and just admire it. We don't have to say that it means something. It's a symbol of something. It represents this. It doesn't really matter what he wanted to do with it. What he does speaks to other people, you know, and his figures. And, you know, people just find them really interesting. And you don't have to know that there is a meaning. It doesn't make you feel thick. It just makes you react to it and on an emotional level. And I really like that, you know. I'm really not an art person.
What does it mean to you to be part of this community, this group of 2,400 people that are taking part in this project?
I think it's absolutely brilliant. It was really nice that I had a chance to chat to Elizabeth before. We kind of immediately felt that we were in a club, a very exclusive club. And I just said to her when she went up there, she said, well, I don't know. I said, we'll see when we swap over on the plinth. I said, and who knows, we'll be having a reunion this time next year. I'm sure that the plinthers will become a little band.
Is there anything else that you'd like to say?
Thank you to Anthony. I think it's a brilliant project. I love all of it. You know, people say, oh, she was so boring, that girl. She sat up there and did her makeup. I thought, no, she sat up there and she was her. And that's what his whole point is. It's people being themselves. And, you know, in some ways, I'm kind of going against the grain, because I'm not being myself, I'm kind of doing a performance, but I am like that. I do engage people, and I do, you know, I support a charity, so it is me as well, you know, it's good.
Thank you very much.